Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and do not do it, it is a sin for them. From this short word found in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, I pulled out three pieces of advice that I want to share with you. The Bible was given to us so we could receive advice directly from God. And this advice helps us to live our life correctly, make good use of our time, and know that our journey on earth is extremely short. Consequently, it is wise to analyze and ask ourselves how we are using our life and each day of opportunity that God gives us. The first piece of advice found in this word is the importance of having goals, to make plans, but do not leave God out of them. Usually, we make the mistake of making quick decisions, often relying on our life experience or methods, or we trust that if it worked for someone else, it should work for us too. So many times we follow the crowd's advice, thinking that if many people think that way, then it should be so. But we often miss the target because we leave God out of our life's equation. It is good to have goals, my beloved friends, but if we leave God out of our goals, we could end up disappointed. Making plans without taking God into consideration is worthless because the future is in God's hands. So, a good way of starting to plan for the future is asking ourselves, what would we like to be doing in 10 years, in 1 year, or perhaps tomorrow? What would my reaction be if God would intervene and modify our plans? It is good to make plans ahead of time. Of course it is. But we should not hold on to them. If we put God's will in the center of our plans, I can assure you something. God will never disappoint us. Taking God out of the plans we are making is a huge mistake. Surrendering ourselves to God's will and not only making Him part of our plans, but having Him rule over those plans guarantees a complete victory in our life. Surrendering to His will, allowing Him to rule our life, entrusting our journey to Him, and trusting in the Lord, even though the situations that He permits and His way of working we might not understand. But if we completely trust Him, we will come out victorious. This also means that often we are going to plan and God will change our plan completely. I am repeating this again. It is important to plan. Have you planned what you want for next year? Did you evaluate how you lived your life this year that is almost over? And whatever you want next year, are you surrendering it to God's will? Are you willing to have God interrupt your plans? If your response is yes, I guarantee you a sure victory. To remain in the Lord means to allow Him to guide us. Man can make plans, but in the end, the Lord always has the last word. So, the first piece of advice I want to give you, very humbly in this devotional, is do not take God out of your plans. The second point that this word teaches us is the importance of using our time well, living each day as if it were the last. This can help us to be timely in time and take advantage, because many times we leave for tomorrow what we can do today. How many opportunities did we lose today because we thought they could present themselves again tomorrow? Often, we have to wait for a long time before a new opportunity presents itself again. In the case of our life, concerning the salvation of our soul, we often play hard, thinking our life is going to last a long time, that we are going to live forever. But, my beloved friends, in order to die, the first thing that has to happen is to be alive. Hence, James gives us advice saying, "You who talk about tomorrow should say, if the Lord wants to, we will do this and that." Because our life, our journey on this earth is temporary, and nobody can know if it is short or long. Only God knows. Consequently, it is important to use our time well. For much as we live, life is short. So let us not deceive ourselves thinking that we still have a long time to live and to enjoy our loved ones or to do what we have to do. We have to learn to live for God and understand that He has a plan for each one of us, and that each day that we trust Him, that we know Him, that we are in Him, it will be an awesome day, which we will use well. How much time do we waste on arguments? How much time do we waste failing to forgive? How much time do we waste angry with our loved ones? Many times, when our life is coming to an end, or when we think it might, is when we tend to say to our loved ones what we should have said to them a long time ago, or do what God commanded us to do a long time ago. To live our life thinking that we still have a long time to live is a great mistake. So we must take advantage of each minute to the maximum, each opportunity that God, our Celestial Father, gives to us. Using it well, loving those who the Lord put around us. Using it well, serving God. Using it well, taking into consideration each opportunity that He gives to us, and being grateful, not leaving for tomorrow what we can do today. Because in the end, my beloved friends, nobody knows if tomorrow exists. It is only today, this moment, this present. And if there are things that God puts in your heart, if there are things that God puts in your mind so you can do them, then do not doubt it anymore. Do it. And do not wait until tomorrow. Lastly, the last piece of advice found in verse 17, James explains to us says to us briefly that the one who knows what it is good and does not do it is counted as a sin. Usually, we think that doing what it is bad is a sin. Of course it is. However, James tells us and expresses to us that not doing what it is right, it is also a sin. Lying is a sin, of course. Of course it is. But as an example, it can also be a sin to know the truth and do not say it. It is a sin to talk bad about someone, but it is also a sin to walk away from that person when it is known that he needs a friend or some kind of help. It is important to be willing to help someone when the Holy Spirit tells us or shows us to do so. If God directs us to do something, it is important to do it either by offering a service or helping to restore or lifting up the one who fell. This is extremely important to show that we truly profess a faith which is based in the law of Christ. And the law of Christ is love. So, there are 3 points. I hope you keep them in your heart and apply them. They have helped me in my life and enabled me to see life in a different way. Not the way the world sees it, but the way God sees it. The first one is never leave God out of our goals and decisions we are going to make. The second one is to use our time well. Each moment is a gift from God. And the third one is to do what is good, but not the good that the world considers to be good, which ways to receive something in return, but the good that God has established in terms of not missing the target or not breaking His law. Let us remember that God's law is summarized in 2. You will love your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Today, receive these 3 pieces of advice as a gift from me. It is important that we keep them pending so we can walk on His truth, which is written there in His Word. His advice gives us life. It lights our way so we can travel along our life path freely without stumbling, because He sustains us. My beloved friends, I only want to remind you that separated from God, we can do absolutely nothing, and that knowing what is the right thing is not enough. We are facing complicated times, but when we love the Lord and depend on Him, He will once again open roads in the desert and rivers in loneliness. He will be the one to sustain us always, as the Word says. They who looked upon Him were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Father, I thank You for Your Word. These short minutes, Lord, are necessary even though they are short and few. But Your message, Lord, is forceful and it goes to our heart. Many times, Lord, we walk along our life missing the target, sinning, and not necessarily perhaps lying or committing some breaking of the law. We consider ourselves strong, even with the simple fact, Lord, of knowing what is good and not doing it. So we are already failing. Hence, Father, we need You, and I pray for each person who is receiving this word so he can be strengthened in You. We need You, Lord. May each heart which is receiving this word today, open, so they do not only hear it, but become doers of this word. Lord, surround us. Hide us in the hollow of your hand. Help us. Give us the wisdom to take advantage of every moment of blessing that you give us in our life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender our plans to you so it can be you in them, working through them. Help us to live as you want us to, the correct way. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He sends you blessings.